Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 9th of July. Starting with Adriatic Metals, which looked at a few days ago, but we've seen a follow-through from the break of that triangle from January around the 80 pence area. Nice gap higher today, and the view at this stage is that while there's no end-of-day close back below the initial July resistance at 96 pence, looking for the previously called target, the top of the December price channel as high as £1.40. That could be seen over the next 2 to 4 weeks, or perhaps even less, given the way that all the near-term moving averages are rising quite nicely. Next up, a stock which has been rather controversial over recent days comes in the form of Boohoo. And interesting here that we had that brief dip just below the 200 pence level, down to where we were at the beginning of April, and then back up sharply. Critical issue now for both bulls and bears is whether the stock can regain the 200-day moving average at 300 pence, the 200-day line shown there in black, normally the dividing line between regarding a market as bearish or bullish. At the moment, we're still on the negative side, but the strong price action today suggests or implies that there could be an attempt at breaking back above it. That said, we had a double island top there over the course of May and June, so quite a lot of pressure there, and also pressure there from the falling near-term moving averages. So not a done deal in terms of recovering the 200-day line, but that would be the nearest signal. Otherwise, we could be in a rather difficult range between £2 and £3 until the dust settles on the latest move to the downside. Next contender is DX Group. And here we've also got a gap to the upside. Beautiful price action that we had here, really, with the higher low for April, and then the sideways break higher, well, sideways shuffle, and then break higher twice now that we had over the course of May and June. New support coming in at or above former resistance, which is only seen in the most bullish of situations. So we are looking for the top of that rising trend channel from November up to 23 pence. And hopefully much more, given the way that things are shaping up at the moment. On to a stock which has come back today after a rather significant absence, Eurasia Mining. Here you can see that I've drawn a rising trend channel from October, which is when the bulk of the rally started. Good gap higher today through the best levels pre-suspension, just shy of 8 pence. So a gap of 2 pence between today's low and the old highs. The view at this stage is that at least while we're above 10 pence and the top of the gap, looking for further upside, possibly up to the 25 pence area, which is the top of that October trend channel. While the RSI remains high, up towards 92 out of 100, one would expect some kind of consolidation between 10 and 15 pence, but end of day close through 15 could be the trigger for a move to 25 pence over the coming days. Next contender, which has not been quite as difficult over the recent past, is Fastjet, despite the a rather sharp spike that we saw earlier last month towards 0.8 pence. Good news now is that we've had a bear trap rebound from below the old June support at 0.11 pence and below the 50-day moving average at 0.15. End of day close above the 50-day line today should at least give us a retest of late June resistance at 0.27 pence. Weekly close above that 0.27 pence peak could point the shares back up to the 200-day moving average area at 0.43 pence. But while we may remain above the 50-day line, at least the situation there looks relatively stable, especially as we've just seen the RSI go back above neutral 50 as well to 54. So that's normally a leading indicator on a potential move higher. Next stock is Longboat Energy, where we've had a beautiful bull flag breakout here. Covered this stock some days ago, presumably when it was below 100 pence, after breaking that post-January triangle around the low 80s, basically. We're fast approaching the target here, the initial target here around £1.28, which is the top of that rising trend channel from December. Could actually get a bit more than that if the channel is, as I've just corrected it to, up to £1.40, then there is still quite a lot for the bulls to shoot for. As far as money management is concerned, probably back below, just below today's low at 102. If you want to be tighter than that, then the initial July resistance at 106 on an end of day close basis may be useful as a flag in terms of whether the shares are losing momentum or not. But at the moment, it looks very strong indeed. On to a mining play, which has done well. It's been rather volatile in the near term, but I do like the way that Orosur Mining has bounced off the 50-day line at 2.8 pence, and well, the 50-day and the 200-day moving averages at 2.8 pence. While we're above that, looking hopefully set fair for further gains, despite a couple of false dawns, both in May and at the end of June. But at least above 2.8 pence, looking for the top of that rising trend channel from January at 6.5 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, obviously wait for a break of 4 pence, which has been post-May resistance on that particular situation. Wasn't really that keen on looking at solar oil, but the chart says otherwise in terms of the move that we've just seen over the last day or so, breaking above the 200-day moving average at 1.3 pence. End of day or end of week close above the 200-day line could take the shares up to the top of that rising March trend channel, currently pointing at a 2.2 pence target. Stop loss ideally back below the 50-day moving average at 1.1 pence at the moment. On to Telit, which is a stock which has had quite a history in terms of volatility, etc. Interesting here that we've managed to break above, so far break above post-June resistance around the 1.28-1.27 pence level. End of day close above that could be enough to trigger a push higher towards the top of a broadening triangle from April, heading as high as £1.90. Stop loss here back below the 50-day moving average, which is basically today's low, 1.22-1.23 pence, just to be safe, as I said, given the history of the stock. A lot of people talking about Tomco at the moment. I have to say that it's so volatile that one would probably want to leave it alone in the near term. If you're looking for a buy trigger, which I think most of the Twitterati are at the moment, probably best to wait for an end-of-day close back above the 20-day moving average at 0.69 pence. Otherwise, we could still be in a churn between, say, 0.45 and 0.65 over the near term. RSI still below neutral 50, so not quite ready in terms of a momentum signal for that situation. Finishing off with Extract Resources, mining stocks clearly a little bit more in focus after the return of Eurasia. Here we've seen a break of this June resistance line, I suppose nominally at around the 1.18 pence level. While we're above that, and especially while we're above the 50-day moving average at 1.16 pence, we could have a new leg to the upside. We had a nice end-of-day close above the rising 50-day moving average yesterday. So basically above that 1.16 area, we could see a push higher. Best case scenario target here up to 2 pence at the top of that rising March trend channel. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.